Good morning and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. This morning we're going to be speaking about the supreme climb. Genesis 22:2 says, "Then he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." A person's character determines how he interprets God's will. Psalm 18, 25-26, "With the merciful you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man you will show yourself blameless. And with the pure you will show yourself pure. And with the devious you will show yourself shrewd." Abraham interpreted God's command to mean that he had to kill his son. And he could only leave his traditional belief behind through the pain of a tremendous ordeal. God could purify his faith in no other way. If we obey what God says according to our sincere belief, God will break us from the traditional beliefs that misrepresent him. There are many such beliefs which must be removed. For example, that God removes a child because his mother loves him too much. That is the devil's lie and a travesty on the true nature of God. If the devil can hinder us from taking the supreme climb and getting rid of our wrong traditional beliefs about God, he will do so. But if we stay true to God, God will take us through an ordeal that will serve to bring us into a better knowledge of himself. The great lesson to be learned from Abraham's faith in God is that he was prepared to do anything for God. He was there to obey God no matter what contrary belief on his might be violated by his obedience. Abraham was not devoted to his own convictions, or else he would have slain Isaac and said that the voice of the angel was actually the voice of the devil. That is the attitude of a fanatic. If you will remain true to God, God will lead you directly through every barrier and right into the inner chamber of the knowledge of himself. But you must always be willing to come to the point of giving up your own convictions and traditional beliefs. Don't ask God to test you. Never declare, as Peter did, that you are willing to do anything, even to go both to prison and to death, Luke 22:33, as we recall. But he said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you, both to prison and to death." Abraham did not make any such statement. He simply remained true to God, and God purified his faith. Isn't it such a blessing that we don't have to do these things ourselves, but that we can rely on God, and he will lead every single one of our steps? We can walk with God moment by moment, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. And he will remain true and faithful. Let us go from here this morning, going about our day, walking with the Lord, minute by minute, moment by moment. And watch as he remains faithful. And let us remain faithful to him. That is not something we could do in our own strength. Let us just yield to the Lord moment by moment.